The Dean of the Technical Division at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College, Osborne Bowens, says a skilled workforce is critical to national development. To this effect, Bowens is urging young people to acquire technical skills he insists are essential for progress. He also points to the growing need for trained professionals, noting that investment in the country depends on having skilled workers who can build and maintain infrastructure.
The devastation was caused by burial in the Grenadines and on mainland. Again, there is need for quite a lot of skilled persons to engage in the entire rebuilding process so that governments really depend on large cadre of skilled persons so that can execute this economic activity. Even when you talk about investment, so for example, our investment agents in St. Vincent and Grenadines do invite quite a bit of investors. So we have Sandals, for example, we have the construction of the Holiday Inn, we have the construction of Marriott coming up, quite a bit of construction taking place on the tourism and hospitality side. And I don't know if we're aware that a lot of these companies that come into bringing their investment want to know that you have the kinds of skills that are able to make them more effective and more productive. So you want to make sure you have a deep and wide cadre of skilled persons so that when your investors come in, they can feel comfortable that they get persons who can work and work efficiently.
A groundbreaking initiative aimed at strengthening the country's skilled workforce will soon be implemented. Bowens references a new program that will provide marginalized and impoverished youth with the chance to pursue technical skills certificates with hands-on experience while receiving financial incentive.
If you can place them in what is called an apprenticeship program, or place them in a program where you are going to a job, and that job you're going to be working, being assessed while you're acquiring a skill. So the STEPS initiative, for example, would allow some of these young persons to test the waters, if you want to put it that way. So if I want to get involved in welding as potentially, I can be attached, I can do an internship at a welding shop, and I will be given a stipend while I'm engaging in this welding skill that I want to acquire. I will be given a paid internship for a particular period of time, and while I have that paid internship, I could be assessed to see what particular skill sets I have, and I could be certified on the job. And at the end of the period of internship, it might be 6 months or a year, you can end up having a skill, having certification, and at the end of it having a job.
Bowens notes that even with academic certification, having a skill can be the key to financial stability for both individuals and the country as a whole.
I don't want persons to know that skills create within you some stability. Even when you have a professional certification or an academic certificate, a lot of these persons also move to have some sort of skill certification. So one of the things that I'll really say to even academics and other professionals, it's important that you acquire a skill. Imagine whether you be as a teacher, as a nurse, as whatever other profession you're in, but you have a skill as in braiding, you have a skill in nails, you have a skill as a plumber, that you can do your own in-home plumbing, but also gain some much needed money from other things that you would do around your community. So the skills allow you to be able to gain important and extra income, but also provide a service for your community and keep your community just that bit more stable.
Dean of the SVGCC Division of Technical and Vocational Education, Osborne Bowens. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.